Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Today, we are going to introduce all of you to somebody who I've known for almost 20 years. He is one of our voice talents here at Top Advisor Marketing and happens to have more podcasting clients than I do. And this is what he does for a living. He is the voice of so many financial services professionals all over the United States. His name is Eric Johnson. Eric, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me, Matt.
And you can tell right out of the gate why we hired him, not only because he's a personal friend of mine, because he's got the voice of all voices. So, Eric, this is an opportunity for everybody to just get to know who you are a little bit better. I know there are a lot of people who you already have lots of relationships with, but I want to start off by just finding out. I could probably do this podcast by myself. In fact, jokingly enough, I thought about it. I was like, you know what? We'll just have Eric say hi, and then I will answer all of these questions.
I'll be back in 20 minutes to close the show.
But I figured, you know, whatever. People hear my voice far and away too much. So what do you do for the company? So obviously, I just said that you're one of the voices, but elaborate a little bit for our audience what that means.
Well, I work with clients and help them basically put their best foot forward when it comes to their podcasts and kind of help guide and direct. They give me the information that they're going to be talking about and that we'll be discussing. But then I like to sprinkle in some examples from my own personal life, and they like to share things from their life. So it really helps connect the audience to the advisor themselves.
Now, why did we hire you? I mean, I obviously like working with you. You and I worked together at a place called Boys Town for a number of years, and we worked together, together when we were both coaching, and now you're here. But do you remember why I thought you'd be a good fit?
You know what? I'm gonna defer to you, Matt. I don't know why. Besides the fact that I've got a lot of history with financial advisors and a lot of public speaking and speaking in general, but I think there's probably something else you're hunting for.
I'm not. I mean, I wanted you to be able to say that because it's true. You have worked with an enormous amount of financial services professionals. You have done a lot of public speaking. You sing. I mean, you've got that voice. I remember the first time you and I spoke together. Do you remember the first time you and I spoke together?
I think it was on the street with our dogs.
Well, that was for tips. That was a little bit different. No, you remember when we went to that
Oh, you mean like spoke together professionally?
Yes.
I thought you were talking about when we first met. Okay.
No, that was a long time ago.
It was at the church.
Yeah.
It was at a conference where they wanted a sample of different people from different religions that all had a good relationship together, which I thought was a fantastic topic.
It really was.
And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. So that was the first time I ever really saw you speak in front of people, and just how quickly you gained everybody's attention. And, that made a really big impact on me. Now, the first time we actually did speak was with our dogs, actually, up on the farm at Boys Town when we were both going through training. But and wow, was that a long time ago. OK, what is your passion outside of really just being behind the microphone? What is it about the job that really just makes you want to do it?
Oh man. I mean, bottom line is the relationship with the advisors, with the client themselves. I've been coaching and mentoring and teaching for a very, very long time. And I just love that time that I get to spend helping somebody achieve something, right? Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm living vicariously through them, but it really feels like when they have that accomplishment, when they reach that audience that they're trying to reach, or they get that referral that just is out of the blue, and we can go back and look at, okay, here's the steps we put in place, or here's what we did, and this is why this happened. I love that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better.
Okay, we're going to switch gears now, because if that doesn't convince people to work with us, I don't really know what's going to. But anyway, when you're not working, what do you do, man? I mean, what do you do for fun?
I've got a couple grandbabies now.
Yeah.
So my wife and I are recently, our youngest just moved out, so we're empty nesters. Mm. So that is in and of itself a whole new adventure. And then when it's not frozen tundra out, which it is right now, I'm in Nebraska, by the way. And I mean, Matt, you knew that, but for the audience's sake, yeah. I'm in Nebraska. Yeah. It's frozen. It's disgusting here right now. But when it thaws, I'm going to be on my motorcycle with my wife, tootling around, and the time I'm not doing that, I love to be involved in church a lot. We volunteer there quite a bit. And then all the other time is spent with family and the grandkids. Just love it.
Yeah. I love the pictures that you share on Facebook, specifically when you're with the grandbabies. There's something about the look. You know, it's that old sweatshirt that your grandmother and I'm sure my grandmother wore, which is happiness as being a grandparent. I never really got that because you're the first close friend of mine who had grandchildren. And so just seeing the transformation of your guys' facial expressions, you and Candy, your magnificent wife, has been just wonderful. Now, who's your hero?
You know, I've thought about this before because we talk with our clients about this. And I could name all sorts of biblical references here because I do a lot of study and I love that. However, I will say that my dad is my hero. At this stage of my life, he is going to be turning 80 this year. And he did a lot of things right in his life. And then he did some things wrong, which I also learned from. But he's a man of character, still married to my mom. And that's in and of itself is a fantastic thing. But he means so much to me because he has taught me a ton. And the transformation he made from when he was, when I was younger to where he's at now is phenomenal. And if we had time to go into his backstory, he was never really shown how to be a father because his father just took off and so on and so forth. So for him to overcome the things that he did to be the father that he is now, I just couldn't ask for much more of a mentor or a guide in my life to be a father and now a grandfather. And he's a great grandfather for crying out loud. So it's awesome to see that. And I love to just spend time with him and go fishing.
If you had all of the money in the world, what would you do?
My wife and I've talked about this a lot too. Our passion is, again, just helping people. We've talked about different types of foundations we would set up. I think ultimately we would want to have a few different foundations that would help people that were struggling financially, that were homeless, that were coming off of addictions, that were coming out of abused situations. We would probably want to put people in charge of those foundations that we trusted and that we could trust to run them and do well with them. And then we would want to run a youth camp, a very, very large youth camp with all sorts of different activities and opportunities for kids that we could help sponsor kids to go there instead of having them pay, because there's a lot of kids that just don't get that opportunity. And you know as well as I do, our hearts are really in tune with helping kids and helping youth. And I think it's just it would be so much fun to do. We would love to be in that kind of setting and have that ability. And if we had all the money in the world, then we would just treat kids to a good time and help those that we could.
Now, who's your favorite person in history and why?
Well, that's a tough one. I haven't really thought about this one. And I do ask my clients this one. I think that my nickname since high school has been Moses. And I'm going to go ahead and say that Moses is definitely somebody that I think about a lot because of struggles that he overcame on a personal level, multiple things that he overcame, including disabilities, to do what he was asked to do and put in a position where he was scared to do it, but yet he did. And he failed when he did it as well, and he stumbled and he made mistakes and he had victories. And I just look at his life and I say, okay, this is a guy that had a huge burden placed on him and he rose to the challenge. And again, he didn't always succeed every time. He made many mistakes, which just shows his humanity. And I just think about that and I say, you know what? I can do that same thing. I can strive to be that person that follows that direction in my life. And even if I stumble, I know that I just need to look back up and say, okay, I need to get up again, take another step forward. So I think a lot about Moses and what he overcame and his father-in-law, which gave him a tremendous advice and helped him along the way.
Now, your nickname you just said was Moses. That's not the exact Moses nickname I remember. Was Big Moses just for me or was that?
No, there was at one point I was given the name Moses in choir, and it was because of a solo that I had tried out for. And there was so I was baritone, kind of bass, And there was another gentleman, kid at the time, I suppose, that ended up, he also tried out for a different solo, but his voice resonated very similar to mine. 'Cause when I did the solo, my choir teacher looked at me and goes, "Moses." And so that was there. And then the other kid, he kind of sang the same way. So he was smaller than me. So I was big Moses and he was little Moses.
I had no idea what the history was behind that, but I just wanted to make sure that you were being entirely honest with our audience here.
Well, there you go.
You talked about Moses's successes and failures, which are wonderful life lesson stories. But when you think of success, Eric, how do you define that? What does that mean to you?
To me, it's pretty simple. If you're doing what you believe you're called to do, if you're doing something that you truly desire to do and you find joy in it, and you do that well or to the best of your ability, you don't put off things that matter most to get that done. In other words, you don't sacrifice your family, you don't sacrifice your friendships, you don't sacrifice your belief system to accomplish what you believe you're supposed to be doing. And you can put your head on your pillow at night and say, you know what? Today I did a good thing. Today I did what I believe I'm supposed to be doing. I enjoyed it. I feel like I've accomplished something, whether that's something for somebody else, something for your own family, something for yourself that needed to be done. If you can put your head down and fall asleep knowing that you did what you're supposed to do that day, that's success.
What is the one thing you recommend most to family, friends, or clients? Now, this can be a book, it can be a TED talk, it can be a song. What do you recommend?
Prioritizing. When we talk about it, I won't ever go away from the thought of you've got to put the most important thing at the top of the list and leave it there. Don't exchange it for anything. And I usually use family, friendships, those relationships. You can't replace those. You and I have both had people that have passed way too early in our lives. And I didn't really think about it that much until one of our mutual friends passed at mid-40s. And you just don't get time back. So whenever somebody asks me, my best advice is make sure that you are taking that time to tell people in your life you love them, that you care about them, and show them that by spending time with them.
What is one thing that most people don't know about you?
I'm about to really cut this audience in half. I've eaten cat. Okay. It was good. It was okay. Wouldn't do it on a regular basis, but I was in Paraguay. It was something that was served to us and it was tasty. A lot of garlic with it, some butter. And I'm not a big cat fan. Unless they're barbecued really well. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just not a huge cat fan. I'm a more of a dog person, but not to eliminate the cat audience. I won't do it again, if that's okay. You know, please forgive me if you're out there cringing right now. But yeah, I've eaten cat.
Eric, I've done this for a long time. I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people, and I can honestly say that is the only you are the only person who answered that question with eating cat.
Yeah, well, people that are listening to this now are going to have to listen to a lot of these other podcasts that we have, because one of my clients answered it by saying that his grandfather shot him when he was 4 years old.
So, oh, that's awesome.
And it was okay. He's fine. And grandpa's fine too, or he was at that point.
Wow. Yeah, now I've just been flooded with that. I just got flooded back with so many of the answers that... And because we do ask these questions. So for our audience, these are questions that we ask all of our clients. We ask them on the Top Advisor Marketing podcast to different people. These questions that I'm asking Eric right now, we have found through a massive study, are a great way to allow people to get to know the person on the other end of the mic much better. And just kind of lifting up the hood just a little bit and showing you what makes Eric's engine run so well. With that, what is your motto, mantra, or something that you say to yourself to keep focused and on track?
Every day is a new day. That's kind of, I could go into the scripture about it, about grace and mercy being new every day. But there are days when I do put my head down on my pillow and I just think, you know what? I did not do what I wanted to do today. I did not get done what I needed to get done today. There wasn't enough hours, or I spent time doing something different that I could have not done and focused on something else, I just need to remind myself that, you know, tomorrow is a new day and I'm going to get up and I'm going to do the best I can.
What is your proudest achievement?
Man, I knew you were going to ask me this too, because it's on the list.
It is on the list.
We ask our clients this. I would say that my proudest achievement is this year I'm going to be celebrating 25 years of marriage with my wife. And you know my wife. She is amazing. She is incredibly strong. And strong women many times are incredibly stubborn. Don't let her listen to this podcast. She's not allowed to have this.
She's totally listening to this podcast. I'm going to send this to her.
And she has, the beauty is her stubbornness is worked out to my advantage because she's too stubborn to walk out the door.
Absolutely. Yeah. Putting up with you takes a level of stubbornness. I agree.
Absolutely. So I think that my proudest achievement is my family. I mean, it's something that I just love them, you know, and I love to be with them, and my son and my daughter both make me proud on a daily basis. And the fact that my wife works so hard and does what she does, she's still working at Boys Town, still impacting families and helping people. And I just love that. And I love the fact that we have built this family together over these last 25 years and just really done the best we could. And we love to see the relationships that have blossomed because of it.
So how is it being on the other side of the mic, man?
Nerve-wracking. I'm not sure I like the other side of it. No, it's fun because you actually are driving the bus. I'm just along for the ride. Mm-hmm. And as long as I don't jump off, I'm good.
That's right. It is. It's very interesting being the host of podcasts like Eric and I both, because the last time I was asked questions like this, I realized I was talking like a lot. I'm not used to that. I'm used to asking like a question and then shutting up for 5 minutes. So, but yeah, of course you answer the questions beautifully. And I'm sure that everybody listening to your, Barry White-esque voice knows that, it'd be really great to be on the other side of the mic with you. For those of you who don't know, Eric is a consummate professional. He is unbelievably skilled at asking the right questions, directing you and making sure that you are going to stay focused on track, sound smart, look good, and get your point across. We're incredibly happy that you've joined our family here at Top Advisor, and look forward to you and I both doing thousands of podcasts this year, because I think that's what we're on track for.
Why, thank you, man. I appreciate the time.
All right. Anything that I should have asked you that I didn't?
No, I think we're good. I think you did a great job, man. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, Eric. I really appreciate that. All right. Well, so if those...
I do have one question.
Oh, you do? Yay.
I'm sorry. It's not a question you should ask me. I got to ask you, when is the blueberry muffin bread being sent from up north down to frozen Nebraska? I know you've got some.
You know what? My neighbor, it's so funny that you just said that. My neighbor, not the blueberry muffin bread, because, okay, I will make sure you get some of that. But we're in the blueberry, for those of you who don't know. So Eric's in Omaha, Nebraska, and I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And we're the blueberry capital of the United States here in Southwest Michigan. So we have the greatest blueberries. But my neighbor just brought over banana cake. Have you ever had banana cake?
Yeah, it's good, but your wife makes blueberry stuff that's just amazing.
It really is good. And for all of you listening, no, you're not allowed to have it, because my wife will kill me if I say that I'm going to give away a whole bunch of her blueberry cake. If you are listening to the podcast and you say, you know what, I've been waiting to find somebody who I really connected with, who I think is going to get to know me well and could be the host of a podcast that I use to help change my community, educate them either financial services, from an accounting standpoint, from a law standpoint. Eric is unbelievable on that other side of the mic. And make sure that you reach out to us and we will get you signed up for podcasting post-test, because 2019 is going to be the year of the podcast. And we are definitely going to be very aggressively reaching out to people who we think would be great on the show. So, Eric, thank you very much, one, for being part of our family, and two, for being on the show today.
Thank you, sir.
If you have not subscribed to the podcast, click that subscribe now button below. And please take a moment to review the podcast. Do 4 or 5 stars, 10 stars would be even better. And make sure that you put some comments, because we are looking for feedback to make sure that we're always making these podcasts even better. For Eric Johnson and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.